Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Phil Lynch. Batting third, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting second, the third baseman, Bobby Etheridge. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rayhart. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jack Hyatt. Batting sixth, the catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ray Sadecki. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch bunts in front of the plate. Haller fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to third. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Haller settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Haller. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver bunts in front of the plate. Haller fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to second. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grote scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Mets. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 0-for-0 in the game. Lins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt strikes out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Davis steals third. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hyatt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Gaylord Perry pinch runs for Dick Grote. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perry moves to second. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Etheridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Herbel now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-0 in the game. Seaver hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays strikes out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Etheridge. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swoboda bunts towards the mound. Herbal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charles moves to third. Davis moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles scores. Davis moves to third. Swoboda moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Davis scores. Swoboda moves to third. Jones moves to second. It's 7-0, Mets. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swoboda tags and scores. Jones tags and moves to third. Cranepool tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-0, Mets. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to home to get Jones. Cranepool moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. Seaver moves to third. It's 9-0, Mets. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Etheridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Giants 0. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier strikes out. One out. Bob Schroeder pinch hits for Tito Fuentes. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder takes first base on ball 4. Haller moves to second. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haller scores. Schroeder moves to third. It's 9-1, Mets. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Etheridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Etheridge reaches second base with a double. Schroeder scores. Alou goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Mets. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Bob Schroeder now playing second base. Ken Henderson now playing center field. Dick Dietz now catching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Charles strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Swoboda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Mets 9, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hyatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Hyatt reaches second base with a double. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hyatt scores. It's 9-4, Mets. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive to right field. Swoboda throws towards Linz. Linz fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Linz. Dietz moves to third. Lanier moves to second. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Dietz scores. That run is unearned. score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-5, Mets. Ron Taylor now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Giants 5. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Jones strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Etheridge strikes out. One out. Mike McCormick pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Giants 5. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dietz is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schroeder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Schroeder reaches second base with a double. Hyatt moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Giants 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hart. Davis reaches second base with a double. Charles moves to third. Tommy Reynolds pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Swoboda is walked intentionally. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Charles tags and scores. Reynolds tags and moves to third. One out. It's 10-5, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. Reynolds scores. Two outs. It's 11-5, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds now playing left field. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Etheridge hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown pinch hits for Bill Henry. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 4 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 11, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.